Now Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his discussion on how this is tied into Yoredeya. V'zeh b'chinas simonei behema v'chaye Torah. Based on this introduction, we're going to be able to understand some things about the simonim that the Torah gives, how we identify a kosher animal. Koil mafreses parso v'chulu ma'alas geiro b'behema oiso toichelu. The Pasuk says in Chumash Vayikra, any animal that has split hooves, mafreses parso, and ma'alas geiro, it brings up its food. After it swallows its food, the food goes into the stomach, it comes back up again and again. That kind of animal is kosher to eat, like a cow, an ox. Ki tikkun hu achila b'kedusha, sheyeroi hamaychol Yisrael hu bechinas tikkun hamizbeach. Because when we talk about a Jew eating properly, eating b'kedusha, that corresponds to the tikkun of the mizbeach in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, as we said earlier. Shehu al yidei hagerim, which is affected by gerim. Which comes about when the goodness that's found among the other nations, among the Goyim, is reminded of who it really is, and it seeks out its source and it returns to its source. Which can only happen when there is this stillness, this perfect stillness and purity in the air. And this is all connected to the simonim of how we identify a kosher behema, or chaya. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Mafris parso, the first one, the split in the hooves, where the hooves are separated a little. Dahainu she parsoisav sdukois. There's a sedek, a crack like in the hooves, a little opening. Veyesh avir bein haprosois. And there's air that gets in there, in the middle, there's an opening. This is implying that that pure air has already gotten into there. It's shining into there. So that the message has gotten to that toiv, those sparks of goodness that are found there, that are trapped in this behema, in this low level, they've gotten that message, reminding them of who they are, how they come from a holy source. Shehoya b'mokoyim elyoyim kozeh, that it originally started out on a very high level. Kiboy nimlach v'nesiyayitz Hashem yizbor b'briya selomoy. Hashem consulted with that spark of Kedusha when he made the decision to create the world. Shezeh b'chinas parso v'raglim. This is the concept of the legs, the feet. Kama shepira shom rabbeinu zal, Maima Rabba Barbarchona, as Rabbeinu Zal over there in Torah Yud Zayin explains the story from the Gemara of Rabba Barbarchona, Vahavino Shin Parsi, where the Neshama says, and I am 300 Parsi. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, She Parso Hu Bechinas Eitzois. The word Parsa means a certain distance, like 3 miles, but the word Parsa also means the foot, which is Bechinas Eitzois. That represents advice, guidance. When I ask somebody for advice, I'm asking, which way should I go? I can go this way, I can go that way. So Eitzois are always associated with the feet. Kamoy, as the Pasuk says in Chumash Mois, that Yisroi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'chol ho'om asher baraglecho. This entire nation which is at your feet, and the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ha'hoilchim acharat soscha. This entire nation which follows your direction, your advice, your guidance. So we see that the feet represent Eitza. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal mentions this. V'alkein, bimkoim haprosois, shom hu hasimen taro shel minim hatohirim hoiruin lachilas Yisrael. That's why it's in the feet, in the bottom of the feet over there. That's where one of the identification marks is to be able to tell if this is a kosher behema or not. Ki ikar hasimen hu sheshom kvar hischil hatoiv lishmoyes hadibur haYisraeli shenimshach lechol hamakom esorachoykim al yidei ho'avir anach vazach. The main sign of how to know whether this animal can be eaten, whether this animal can get its tikkun, whether it's ready for a tikkun, is to see if that Dibur HaKodosh has already reached there, if it's already gotten there and is shining into there, it's reached the most furthest places, even into these behemoths, through that Avir Hanach Vazach, which came about through Tzedakah. This is the symbolism in that split in the hooves and the air that gets in there. It shows that there's an opening, that there's already an opening here to be able to receive. An opening has been created to receive the dibur of kiddush of the tzaddik, the diburim of emuna, which is what inspires that goodness that's found in that place to wake up and to remember who it really is, and to want to be drawn into the Kedusha, to be ready for its tikkun. Ki ze daiko hu tzorech lizkor. That's what it has to remember. It has to remember where it comes from, that it comes from a very holy source. Bechinas vahavino shin parsi, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, in the story of Rabbi Bar Chana, where he brings that story of Rabbi Chana, and there the fish says, I'm the fastest one in the sea, and I'm 300 parsi. And Rabbeinu Zal shows it, that this means it remembers what an incredibly holy place it originates from. Dahainu sheboi nisyoetz Hashem Yisborach bebriya soilamoi. Hashem consulted with me when he was planning the creation of the world, with all the neshamos of Yisrael. Veze bechinas malas geira. And this is why the second indication of whether it's a kosher animal or not is that it regurgitates its cud when it chews its cud. And that's called in Hebrew malas geira. Rav Nosnal says, "Bechinas gerim shenasim alidei shezoicher hatoiv hakovish malas malosoi shehu minishmas Yisrael shel mashavat chilakanal." This is referring to the gerim. This is referring to that process where that goodness that's trapped in the sitra achra, it's trapped among the goyim, it's trapped in this animal. It remembers. It's reminded of its goodness, of where it comes from, that it's originally from the neshamas Yisrael. Nishlam Hamizbeach. And then when that spark of Kedusha comes back, either as a Baal Tshuva or as a Ger, this brings Shleimus to the Mizbeach, Iker Tikkun HaAchila DeKedusha, which is synonymous with Tikkun of Achila DeKedusha, Shehu Achilas Yisrael, which is the Achila of Klal Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Kizeh, he's going to go back and make this perfectly clear again. Kizeh yodua umavur kvar kamapomim. This is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, and we've already explained it here in Likutei Halachos several times. Shehanefoshois v'hachiyus shebebehemois v'chayois v'chol aminim, that the souls, the spirits, and the sparks of Kedusha that are found in animals, domesticated animals, non-domesticated animals, birds, turkeys, chickens, kulam hem nefoshos megulgolim mibnei odom mamish shenizgalgalu bohem bavinoseim. The sparks of Kedusha that are found inside these animals and birds are actually souls, Jewish souls that originate from Jewish people that were reincarnated as a result of their sins. They were reincarnated into these animals. The Arizal, if I'm not mistaken, gives an example. He says that when the Torah speaks about Bosar B'cholov, it says, Lo sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imoy, that you're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. That's the wording used in the Pasuk. The Arizal says, why doesn't it just say simple, don't cook meat and milk? Why get all dramatic and tell us about the goats and the sheep? And the Arizal says, this is a remez, that if a person is over the Isra of Bosar B'cholov, he is nizgalgel in a gedi, in a sor. The tikkun is his neshama has to go into a goat, and that's his tikkun. So in these animals and everything is found these sparks of kedusha, these Jewish souls that have fallen to such a low state that they've left the human kingdom and they've had to go into the animal kingdom. V'alkein hachius v'hanefoshoi shebebehemois v'chulu heim bechinas hatoiv hakovush bein ho'akum. Therefore, these souls that are trapped in these animals are very, very similar to what Rabbeinu Zal says there on Likutei Moran about the sparks of Kiddush, or the Jewish souls that are found among the Goyim, among the other nations. Ki gam heim nimshilu lebehema, because the Goyim are compared to behemois. The Avram Avinu said to Yishmael, Shvu lochem poi ima chamoyer, you wait here with the donkey, and I'll go with Yitzhak Avinu, to the Akedah. So the Gemara says, Im HaChamor, Am HaDoyme LeChamor. That nation is compared to a chamor. They're similar to chamorim. And now Rav Nosson gives another proof. Ki heim nimshalu lebehema. Ki Yisrael kruim odom, ve'ein ho'akom kruim odom. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph, Jews are called humans, odom. The other nations are not called odom. It says, odom ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. Adem kruim odom. The Jews are called odom. Nimtzo, shahanefesh shebechai. Therefore, we see that this soul that's found in an animal, which originates from a human soul, that's what Rabbeinu Zal is speaking over there in Likut Imran. That's another one example of this goodness that started out among the Jews that's trapped among the other nations. The other nations and the goats and the cat, that's one grouping, that's one category. Shehu bechinas nitzoytzei nishmois Yisrael shenoflu v'nispazru l'mokum shenoflu. These are sparks of Jewish souls that have fallen and become scattered in all kinds of distant places. Aval yesh nitzoytzei shenoflu l'toykef hasitra achro v'niskashu v'nishatku shamoid shein koyach b'yodeinu l'varo ma'idei achilaseinu. There are sparks of Kedusha that have fallen into the thick of the Sitra Achra, into the toughest places in the Sitra Achra, and they've become so trapped there, so tied up there, that we can't release them. We can't perfect them through our Achila. These are the non-kosher animals, which we cannot be misaken now by eating them, ad lo'osid, until the future date when Mashiach will come, then they will also have a tikkun. Kishayavir ruach hatumah menoritz, when Hashem will remove all tumah from the world. Aval haminim hatohirim, whereas the kosher animals, kosher species of animals, hiter lanu Hashem yizborach b'achila, Hashem has permitted us to eat them. Ki yesh lanu koyach levarom, because we do have the ability there to sort out the sparks of Kedusha and to make a tikkun for them. How? By using that food, using that meat, l'kavod Shabbos, l'kavod Yontif, by making the proper bracha on it, using it for a sudas mitzvah, a bris milah, eating it to have strength to serve Hashem. V'alkein ikar hasimen hu bebechinas hatoiv hanal. And that's why the main sign by which we can identify kosher versus non-kosher is by looking at the goodness that's trapped inside that animal. Shebahaminim tohoirim, by kosher species of animals, kvar nishma lahatoiv hakovusham b'chinas hadibur shel hatzadik hanal. The good that's trapped inside that animal has already heard the words of the tzaddik. And that's that symbolism in the split hooves, that split in the feet, that there's an opening there where that avir hanach is going, goes inside of there. Shaydezeh nisoyer hatoiv, that when that dibur, that tzaddik reaches there, that goodness is reminded of who it really is, and it draws itself back to its origin. That's why we have the ability to refine, to purify that spark of Kedusha. This is the two simonim that we mentioned, the split hooves, and the fact that it regurgitates its cud, again, that the food that it swallowed, that went down into its stomach, it keeps rising up. It keeps trying to go up, to have an aliyah, to have a tikkun. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Umachmazeh biatzmoi, Hitbia Hashem Yisborach Hateva Beminim Toirim Sheyu Malei Gera. It's for this reason that Hashem put it in the nature of these animals, cows and goats, these kind of animals, that they should be Malei Gera, that when they eat their food, the food goes down to the stomach, it doesn't stay there, it keeps going back up. Dahainu, Kishemekablim Hamaychol, when they receive the food into the stomach, He Marzir Noi Selamalo Toirpim, it shot back up to the mouth. Ki hamaychol shel kol min chai hu chiyuson. Because the food of any living item, an animal, a goat, is its life. That's what gives it life. If it doesn't eat, it dies, right? So the food is the life of the thing. From what it eats, it receives energy, life. And as we mentioned earlier, the main life comes from the goodness inside the thing, which is the sparks of Kedusha that are in there, the sparks of Jewish souls. Shebishvilom nivra hakoil, for whom Hashem made the entire creation. Vehem shoyresh hachius shel kol hadvorim sheboilam. They are the source of life of everything in the world. Vialkein hamaychol shehu hachius shehu nimshach me'atoiv anal. Therefore, the food that this animal is eating now, the grass, the leaves, whatever it is it's eating, which we said that any goodness in that food comes from sparks of Kedusha that are associated with Jewish souls. Kishuhu bepeh haminim tohirim, when that food enters into the mouth of a kosher animal, like a goat, a sheep, a cow, shom zoicher miyad es malosoi, it's reminded immediately of its specialness, shebo mimokim elyon kazeh, that it originates from a very, very high place. Mibchinas Yisroel ola b'machshav atchila. It's I'm part of a Jewish soul. I'm part of those people who are part of Hashem's original intention in creating the world. Va'achshav nofal behemius. And now look where I am. Look where I've fallen into. I'm behemius. Alkein chutba betivoy shechoyzerom halagera. This is why Hashem has put it into the physical nature of these animals, that how their digestive system works, that when the food goes down, it bounces back up. Shemala hamaychol etzad haroish. It brings the food back up towards the head. Ki choyter lahagbia lohorem esatzmoy letzad haroish. Shubchinas moyach machshava. The food is fighting. It's going in against the tide, in a sense, against the current. It's going back up towards the head. It's trying to connect with sechel, machshava, machmashesheirish chiyusoy me machshava el yonah dekutshebrichu, because it feels that its origin is in the machshava of Hashem. Yisrael olah b'machshava tchila, ki hu mi nishmois Yisrael shel machshava tchila, because I'm part of a Jewish soul, which was part of Hashem's first thoughts in creation. U'machmasha toiv zoicha ma'alosoi, because of the fact that this toiv remembers where it originates from, and it comes from such a special place, alkein yecholon levaroi u'la'aloisoi. That's why a Jew is permitted to eat that animal. He can eat that because he can help it get to complete its tikkun. Ulaloisei bebchinas geirim shem tikkun achila, to elevate it and bring it back into the kedusha, like a convert comes and joins the kedusha, which we said that brings about tikkun hu achila. This is the term that the Torah uses about the animal that chews its cud, swallows it, and then brings it back up. It's called male gera. Bechinas gerim shenasim al yidei shezoicher hatoiv shenimshach bechinas Yisrael ol machshav atchila. We said that just like converts, how does it come about? When those sparks of Kedusha that are found in those distant places are reminded of who they are and they want to return, the same exact thing is by those sparks that have fallen into these animals and are reminded of who they are, and they want to get their tikkun. V'alkein mutar b'achila. That's why that kind of animal is kosher, is permitted to be eaten. Ki zeh ikar tikkun hu achila d'kedusha. Because this situation, this scenario of these sparks, which are found in all of these forsaken places, and they're reminded of who they are, and they start drawing themselves back to the Kedusha, that's Tikkun Ho'achila. Shehu Bechinas Achilas Yisrael. That's the whole concept of the Tikkun of Achila de Kedusha, the eating of a Jew, a proper Jew.